Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Everything a go for Friday night's Key Conference Indiana tussle in our little cat fight, better known as North-South. This one on the Tom McKinney Court at 7:30 Friday night. Advance tickets, $5 in both AD offices until 3 o'clock Friday if you're interested from that standpoint and get them early. A South sweep a year ago, and by margins of 13 and 15, the 57-42 win over Coach Andy Hodson's Maroon and Gold came in the sectional title game. So everyone this trip seems healthy, and away we go.
I found out in this game here is one that really all these stats don't mean much, because usually everybody tries to do something that they can't do. They try too hard. They try to be too good. They try to make the play too quick. The people are into it. Their fans are hollering at our kids. Our fans are hollering at their kids. You're trying to dunk out there and warm-ups. You're trying to impress everybody. And I always found out the team that can settle down the most or the quickest usually has the best chance to win the ball game.
We definitely have to keep them off the boards. I think they do a good job of offensive rebounding. Even their guards go in and rebound really well. But our main focus is our defense. You know, we gave up 31 points against Whiteland in the fourth quarter, and we didn't have any stop, or we stopped them twice in the fourth quarter. And you can't win basketball games. You can't beat Bloomington South doing that. Bloomington South runs their stuff like a fine-oiled machine. And, you know, so we're going to have to dig in and guard and, you know, and knock them off balance a little bit with what they do. If they just come down and they can just go through their stuff and, you know, where it's all just second nature to them, they're really good. So we've got to mix a few things in here and there to try to keep them off balance.
The voices of Andy Hodson and J.R. Holmes will go inside some numbers tomorrow morning on the Big Show Friday. That JV game goes at 6. George Leonard's Cougs will lift the hand Aaron Parker's Panthers, loss number one of the year. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, after that home court overtime win the other day, back to the road tonight for Terry Moore and Hoosier women to Value City Arena in Columbus, Ohio at 7 o'clock. BTN Plus as well. You know, Kevin McGuff's Lady Buckeyes, they're on a bit of a roll. 2-0 in league play. Their three losses have come to the top three teams in the country, UConn, South Carolina, and Notre Dame. That being said, they're fifth ranked in the country. And Coach Terry's Hoosiers kind of in that upset mode tonight and want to win it would be against the fifth ranked Buckeyes. Here's Ohio State averaging over 85 a game. That's fifth best in the country from an offensive standpoint. But Indiana's produced some giddy-up too, averaging 70 a game.
We feel a lot different than we did a year ago. Just the standpoint of our team. You know, we're not quite there yet with the depth that we would like to have, but I'll tell you this, the pieces that we do have are really, really like.
Yeah, and those pieces have a lot of talent. Tyra moving to the point.
The thing I like about it is Tyra wants to play fast, and that suits me fine, you know, well. And so anytime you have a point guard that wants to push the ball in transition the way she wants to push it, whether that's with the dribble, you know, she's pretty speedy with the ball, but her commitment, really done a good job. Amanda Cahill, who's our foreman, taking the ball out of bounds. I think she's really been conscientious about how quickly that has to happen. Commitment that Tyra has to catch on the run, catch deeper, and really trying to get us going. And here's the one thing about you know, last year we gained a lot of experience, but we were still parts of it that we knew we could play better. There's an eagerness, there's an ambition about this group.
Well, I tell you, they'll need that and then some, but who knows? So they're playing a decent basketball, looking for win number 10 tonight, and a good one it would be. I'm Joe Smith.